Robbie Slater is our soccer expert. He was in fantastic form, Berkey, tipping 9 of the 10 winners on the TAB app. He's going to be in action for round 2 of the EPL season as well. And on the local front, we've got FFA knockouts 16 coming up as well. So plenty happening in the world of soccer. Plus, the fact is the FFA board still going to actually be there with this stoush with FIFA? Robbie Slater joins us on the line. Hi, Robbie.
Hello.
Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm just dealing with the little one in the iPad. Incredible how good they are with these iPads.
They keep them quiet
anyway,
anyhow.
The FFA,
that's for sure.
And FIFA. Well, first thing we should note: the Celtic are out of the Champions League after a home draw against AEK. They were up against it, AEK Athens, that is. So that's a massive blow to Tommy Rogic and Daniel Arzani, who moved to Celtic. No Champions League football for those Aussie stars. But back to the FIFA, FFA stoush that's been going on, well, it seems like forever now.
Yeah, it does.
No surprise, guys, because the working group that sent the report off to FIFA, the group, all the members of that group, well known to be anti-FFA. So the writing was on the wall in that respect. We're just going to have to see what... It's all down to what FIFA do now.
Yeah.
What's the likely outcome? What do your soccer experts think will happen?
Sorry?
What's the likely outcome?
Listen, TK, I wish I could tell you.
Right, okay.
I wish you could... it really is a 50-50 bet, what they do. Do FIFA sack the board? That's Stephen Lowy and everyone gone, and put in a normalisation committee, which is the term for it, whatever that means, I've got no idea, because there's nothing normal going on at the moment. And the Hyundai A-League is just around the corner. We've got a lot of positive stories with Keisuke Honda at victory. We've got the trial of Usain Bolt coming up, whenever that will be, but disappointing that we continue, and it's just boring, this FFA club, everyone battle. And we're not, I'm not diminishing it by saying it's boring. It's just been going on forever.
Yeah.
It's so important.
It's tedious.
It becomes
tedious.
Wow.
Exactly right. Tell us, how important is that signing of Honda for the victory?
Yeah, that's a fantastic signing. Given that they lost Berisha, the top goal scorer, the best goal scorer in the competition for many seasons now. So, look, he's a genuine star in world football. What he's done, not only with Japan, we know him very well from Japan, of course, but, playing for Italian giants AC Milan, played for top clubs in Russia as well. This guy is the real deal, and it's a great acquisition.
No doubt about that. Just, has Daniel Arzani actually arrived at Celtic? I mean, we all expect him to be there. Has he actually arrived there?
Well, I'd be very surprised if he hasn't arrived there since he's been announced.
Yeah.
Yes, listen, TK, I can't stand here today and say with absolute clarity whether he has arrived there. But I tell you what, if you had to let me know yesterday you were going to ask that question, I could have probably found out.
Oh, jeez, you told me you knew everything. That was the problem.
Oh, that's you and Laurie, you know everything.
just a quick one, mate. Which game did you get wrong the other day, by the way, out of the 9
for 10? Actually, I got a couple wrong. It was sort of a slight exaggeration, but I love the publicity.
don't let a good story get away with the truth.
No, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. But there were some good tips there.
I know what we love, a good train wreck on the Big Sports Breakfast.
As you know, with tipping, it's all on again this week.
Good on you, Robbie.
Good on you, troops.